If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. This is our second take at the show. Second try. Here's Rich Stambolian. That's not you. Hey, there you go. See, I even did the same mistake twice.
You did it again. What's going on, everybody? What's that?
We had some technical issues while trying to get the show up. For some reason, YouTube didn't start, but everything else did. So we have to now restart the show. And we're just going to do the same exact bit that we did the entire time.
Yes.
You cool with that?
I'm just super cool with that.
Excellent. Excellent. Busy night for New York sports last night. The Mets won late game. Knicks won in overtime against the Boston Celtics. You watched that whole thing. What time did the game end? I fell asleep. I was tired.
I don't remember. I lost track of time yesterday. I've been being a bad boy the last couple of days.
Oh, yes, you have. We had a wild weekend, actually. It was my son's communion. And what a place to have a wild weekend at is your son's communion.
And it's true. And then the little after party the next day.
And then, well, the after party after the party, and then the after party the next day. So it just never stopped this weekend. Saturday, we had my son's communion at a great place here in Bayside at Bourbon Street. And afterwards, you know, it was from like 1 to 5, the party. And then after, it was like, everyone's a little like zooted up.
Everybody got loose.
And it's like 5 minutes from my house. So everyone's like, what are we doing? I'm like, we're all going back to my house. So everybody ran to the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people came back here to clean the house, which was awesome.
Yes.
The other half went to the liquor store, and we had like 25, 30 people here.
It was a good, fun event. One of the things that I always forget about Bourbon Street is how good their sausages are.
Oh, dude, I didn't eat a thing.
Because you had brunch for the food service. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
A lot of characters. Great.
Always, dude. Always. Everybody, we have everything from cross-dressing photographers to stand-up comics to it is the United Colors of Benetton at this
to food bloggers to
very high power attorneys here in New York. Cops, FBI agents, Secret Service, and a lot of degenerates.
It was quite the cast of characters. And also, in case you guys are wondering, we did drunkenly FaceTime MG Geek at least twice.
Yeah. He called you fascist, though, over and over again.
And you couldn't hear me. You couldn't hear me.
I don't know
at
what
all.
The hell was going on there.
You know, I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Dude, we're going to talk about it on Matt Men. But
I
can't believe you're such a fascist, Rich.
Oh, brother. We'll talk about this on Matt Men. But
the
sweetest,
the sweetest boy on the fucking planet, Rich Stambolian.
Sweetest boy ever made.
Ever made.
the fact that your brother
reacted,
the out-of-towner.
Alec. Alec. Apparently, he's apparently training with, like, the Dagestanis.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know where he got this Khabib beard going, but he has something going.
It's a good, strong beard. So, like, I shot hoops with my boy Ralphie on Friday afternoon, and I told him about the whole thing, and he couldn't stop laughing at me. And he was just like, you, a fascist?
Yeah, I know.
Couldn't stop laughing. Your brother ran down the stairs on Sunday afternoon to do the same thing, to point at me and go, you? Which is hysterical. But, you know, listen, it's the internet.
It doesn't matter. It was a blast this weekend. I saw a lot of people, a lot of great messages to my kid. I wanted to thank you guys. A lot of people that are in the audience now messaged me privately to say congratulations. It's amazing. So very, it was a fun, eventful weekend here at the Zarian compound. Where do you want to begin? Because there is a lot of wrestling. We're going to do a lot of questions at the end. A lot of people wanted to know what my, my Sum 41 teaser was the other day. That didn't happen yet. Which is really funny because I was told, like, oh, it's happening tonight. But we'll talk about that also. I'm sure someone will ask me again in the questions. Where do you want to start? Because it's been a lot of wrestling. Monday Night Raw last night was interesting. You could see the pieces happening. Backlash is this weekend that I totally forgot about. That it's so
Same here. Oh, my God.
WrestleMania just happened.
WrestleMania just happened. Do you want it? Let's just go into Raw real quick.
Yeah, let's go into Raw.
I feel like it was a solid Raw. Yeah. Jey Uso started the show.
10 minutes interrupted. 10 minutes of heat.
Quickly interrupted by Paul Heyman, who seemed like he was taking the Hulk Hogan tanning pills.
Oh, yeah, brother.
That guy was tan AF. Let me just say that.
Yeah, he was tan.
Heyman goes off on Punk, goes off on Roman, explaining why he did what he did, chastising Punk to put him in the situation that he did with Roman. Yeah. Really strong promo. And he made it so that Jey Uso would take on Seth Rollins with the title on the line.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Really good stuff. So a lot of people, you know, I love when they do a title match on TV. I love it. But, you know, it's something to think about. There was no, if they told you a day ago or early in the day, like, oh, this and this happened, this is the main event, you're getting a world title match between Seth Rollins and Jey Uso, would you have been more intrigued into tuning in? I mean, we were watching, but I'm asking generally. Does it help you more when you do that? Or is the last minute like, oh my God, this is the main event?
I don't know. I feel like, again, this is one of those situations where we watch wrestling so specifically just because we have to get up early and do this on a Tuesday and then do it again on a Friday. So I feel like I have to take myself out of that equation. And I can't answer that. I can't answer that as a fan. I'll watch it regardless. Does it give me more hype? Not really. Does it make me want to stay up more? You know?
I would say, you know, when, like, I think back to how when we used to watch when we were younger, you know, because that's a key demo. Whenever they would do that, like, it was Austin, right? Austin would come out, you know, something would happen. The Ministry would come out. Vince would say, okay, main event title on the line. It's Undertaker versus, you know, it's Ken Shamrock versus Steve Austin for the title. I would get excited to see that. I would never think like, oh, you know, this would have been better if I was told about it earlier. I would get psyched. I would be like, oh, this is awesome. I'm seeing it. So I don't know if it's just the way we consume the media.
Yeah.
Versus just, you know, expectations. I don't know. But I love seeing a world title match. I love seeing a title change, and we're due for one on TV. Very, 100%. You know, was the last one the Sheamus one?
That's a really good question.
A world title change? Didn't Sheamus win it? Who won the last world title on TV?
I think MG would know that, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, men's. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the men's title, MG.
Yeah, now you're on the air. Yeah, men's title. When was the last time a men's title was swapped?
Well, the Sheamus one was like almost 10 years ago when Sheamus beat Roman?
I don't know. I mean,
there has to be something sooner than that, right? Like within the last like 3 or 4 years at least. Maybe during the pandemic when they were doing the faces in the crowd, like the screens.
I don't remember. That entire time frame has been erased from my brain.
Same here. Braun Strowman, maybe?
Yeah. It's almost like I got like Men in Black.
Oh, you got zapped with the thing?
I got zapped. The only thing I remember really from that time is the weird Austin show with nobody there. Steve Austin came out.
Yeah.
And then the faces. I only remember the faces. I remember anything. Oh, and Randy Orton setting Bray Wyatt on fire.
Right.
That was a good one.
Very interesting too. It's funny how like that stuff, like I feel the same way where it's like all that stuff just kind of like disappeared.
Lashley defeated The Miz.
Okay. What year was
that? I think that was the Hell on Earth time frame.
Huh.
Lesnar did beat Kofi on the debut of SmackDown on Fox. That did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was Lashley defeating The Miz. So, I mean, not too long ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah, so it did happen. I love seeing a title change. So Heyman comes out. He would go off on both Punk and Roman, explaining why he did what he did. He chastised Punk for letting him in a shitty situation with Roman, and Roman for not allowing him to help his best friend achieve his lifelong goal. So, I mean, so why did he turn on both of them?
Well, because he was put between a rock and a hard place, right?
So he said, F both of you.
Yeah, so he said, F both of you. I'm going with the, what's his name? The ultimate nullifier, Seth Rollins.
I'm going with the ultimate nullifier. That should be his new name, dude.
Yeah.
Penta defeated JD McDonagh. Penta has an updated theme song. It's Tool. Did you know that?
Yeah. It's Adam Jones, the guitarist from Tool. Very cool. Very cool stuff. Listen, they gave Penta such a fantastic intro and package. It makes you really happy for the guy. You know, like, they brought him in as a big deal.
Is he better off? I think so.
I would hope so. It seems like it, right? So perception-wise, it seems like he's better off.
Yeah. It's one of those moments that, you know, the grass was maybe a little bit greener. I mean, Penta has a great run over there, but it's just...
Yeah.
He did everything except win the world title, and you can see the current situation. I don't think he was going to become that. I think he'll definitely become a bigger star in WWE than he would in AEW.
I agree with you also because WWE has now created a clear IC title picture. And a clear
and it's
title picture.
And it's good. And this is a company that really forgot about those titles for a while. Now it really is a secondary title for the company that is the up-and-coming workers' title.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing a very good job there. He might win it, you know?
Yeah, I would love that. I think you can do hot potato with all those guys. Chad Gable, Bron Breakker, you know, Penta, Ray, Dominic, Finn. Just go for it, you know? You had Sheamus defeating Austin Theory.
Okay. This is leading into Austin Theory's breakup.
Yeah, is Sheamus... Sheamus has to be one of the longest tenured guys in the company, right? Like, between him, Miz, and Randy Orton.
And Kofi as well. Yeah. Kofi also. Yeah.
And the Usos, the Uso brothers. I think the Usos debuted in 2009, right?
It's wild. That doesn't feel too long ago, but it freaking was. Very long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. 2009 was an interesting year. They had a lot of people come, a lot of change at that time. You know, it's the post-Benoit when they were actively trying to change the entire image of that company.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. AJ enters the frame and declares his intention to pursue the IC championship after Backlash. So AJ's now in that IC mix. After Penta gets a shot at the PLE, irritated by Styles' declaration, Dominic asked Finn to handle the situation due to his history with Styles. So it's going to be AJ Styles and Finn Balor. Becky Lynch comes out to cut a promo on Lyra Valkyria. So there was something interesting here with Lyra. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last week when they did this promo, she got booed and Becky got cheered.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and she got the what treatment? Not
right,
this week.
Right.
Lyra came out with a great promo.
Yeah, this was good. This is a good moment. How do you feel about heel Becky Lynch?
I don't know. You know, I feel like she got a curse here because that whole man thing was so organic. It was so natural when she got really hot. It was almost like the Danielson thing.
Yeah.
And then they shifted into her like coming out with the coats. Right. She got like fancy, and then they teamed her with Seth, which I think was a little bit of the kiss of death there.
Yeah.
So it got really hot and cold. I don't know. I'm gonna let this play out. I feel like things have seemed a little forced with her, but I do like a character change. I like her as a heel. I like that there's a character change here. I just want to see this continue, and I want to see where it goes. But the big thing here is, you know, Lyra kind of getting the rub from this and being involved with Bayley and Becky. Yeah. And, you know, they're trying to create another star for that TV. And I thought she looked very good last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, like putting anybody with Becky Lynch will bring eyes on to whatever program they want too, you know, like she still has that like magical aura, regardless of like, you know what this feels like? This kind of feels like the Austin heel turn.
Well, they did that. I felt like the Austin heel turn when they did it the last time with her, and it didn't get over. It didn't get over. Yeah. So I don't know. I like her. She's so likable.
So one thing I wanted to add, I'm sorry. One thing I wanted to add is it's been 7 years since that the man character was created.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like you have to do something.
No way, seven years. No way.
2018?
November 12th, 2018.
Wow.
2018 was 7 years ago, dude?
That's wild, man. What happened?
That was like 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things happen.
Okay. I put my hands on my hips. Did you see that? Did you see? I got very upset at this. Look, that's no way that's possible.
We're trapped in a timeless podcast loop here. This is almost like a memento situation.
We started doing this in November of 2011.
Isn't that insane?
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't left the room.
We've never left, no.
I'm in the room next to you.
Yeah. Look, put your hand up. Put your hand up. We can touch.
We just try to spice it up a little bit.
Okay. That's my hand. My whole house just glows like a strip club. I have neon lights everywhere in my house. Io Sky defeated Roxanne Perez after the match. Julia would attack Io after a distraction from Roxanne. So it looks like it's going to be Julia and Io. Rusev came out. Rusev defeated Otis.
Great.
It was fine. You know, it was exactly kind of like what they did with Malachi with Alistair. Now I got to get used to calling him Alistair.
Yeah,
it took me forever not to call him Malachi. Now I got to call him Alistair again.
Right.
I don't think it was a great match, but it they killed the Miz, and that's kind of what this was. He killed Otis.
Do you consider this Rusev kind of like almost being in the doghouse or no? Because this is he's beating up the lower card guys.
Well, he's gonna go up. That's what they're going to do with him. He's just going to come in and he's going to beat everybody up. Akira Tozawa is probably next week. He'll murder Akira. Yeah. And they'll continue until someone challenges him and maybe gets an upper hand, and that'll be the program for him. I mean, there's so many people for him to work with, for sure.
I want to see him and Gunther.
You know what I want to see? Him and Jeff Cobb.
Oh, yeah. Just meats.
Mm-hmm.
Meat men.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Gunther
and Pat McAfee have an in-ring confrontation. McAfee says that Gunther has gone soft and will underestimate him at WWE Backlash. So this is the match at Backlash, which I kind of want to see this.
Same here.
Pat had great matches in NXT. He had a not-so-good one at that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see what they'll do with Gunther because I think it'll be a good match. Gunther says that by his grace that McAfee is untouchable tonight. But on Saturday, it will be by the grace of God if Gunther decides to take his arms around McAfee's neck. So they'll have a great basic match. It'll be fantastic. I'll be happy about that. World title. Jey Uso, Seth Rollins. Ends in a no contest. See, they're coming for you, Rich.
I know. they're about to lock me up.
Yeah. So pretty much both, after both, Sami Zayn and Braun Breaker get involved, CM Punk returns with a chair to take out Rollins, the match is thrown out. They just threw the match out. It just ended. And that was it. But after the show, and they did this on purpose, this was interesting. After the match, Logan Paul attacked Jey Uso.
Yeah.
So is this the match at Backlash?
I think so, but listen, is Logan, it's not announced, but could Logan Paul be the third Heyman guy?
You know what? I think that would be a great pick. And I'll tell you why. I think the media crossover Paul could do with him on all these shows, like on all these sports shows and on the podcast circuit, you know, they could do such a tremendous job together. And he's so unlikable, Logan Paul. He's so unlikable. So I think this would be a nice positive if they do go in that direction. I wouldn't mind that. We'll see. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to this. Jay, you know, but I got to tell you, I'm hoping he's not some transitionary champion here, but who are the opponents that he could have great matches with that you would be interested in seeing?
I think a lot of folks, you know, I think give him a chance to cook. He's been having better and better matches. You know, I want to see the guy succeed and retain that belt. I think he'll have a banger match with Logan Paul. You know, a lot of guys on that Monday Night roster he could have a banging match with. I want to see him and Bron Breakker. I want to see him and Penta.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these are great matches. But I you know, it to me feels like he's going to drop it probably at SummerSlam and, you know, around that time, and they'll go in a different direction.
Sure.
I hope not. Maybe he turns heel. Yeah.
I like it. He do you think he has the best entrance in wrestling right now?
Yeah, right now it's hot. It's real. I mean, but the entrances are getting really good again.
Yeah. You know,
for a while, they were just all standard. But between CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, LA Knight has a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who else?
Ray Phoenix.
Ray Phoenix has a good one.
Yeah.
You know, they're starting to change this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem here is that everybody's the same. Everybody's music's the same, and that's why they got to have the person's name beforehand with that that company, the whatever, whoever's producing their music. That's why it's like Charlotte Flair, you know, right before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just give me something. Just give me the theme. Just give me. I don't want you to say the name.
Do you feel that the themes now are a little lackluster?
Oh, they're all lackluster. Yeah, they suck. I don't like Roman's new theme. I think he should go back to the old one. It's too long, that intro.
Yeah, yeah. I do like Penta's theme, but it's also like slightly immemorable.
Slightly immemorable, but he makes it work with his little creepy dance.
Yeah, he does his little Laparca dance.
Yeah.
All right, you want to talk about the releases?
Yeah, you want to run down this list? Because a lot of names, you could kind of see it, but some surprises.
Some shockers, to be honest with you. So from the main roster, they let go of Dakota Kai, Braun Strowman, Shayna Baszler, Caden Carter, and Katana Chance. I'm very shocked by the Dakota Kai thing.
The girls, I'm very surprised by. Not so much Shayna and Braun because, you know, they've been there for a while. And Shayna's done a whole lot, and so has Braun. I mean, Braun has achieved a tremendous amount of achievements in that company. But for Dakota, Caden Carter, and Katana Chance, I was a little surprised.
Braun will probably be back at some point. I feel like a lot of these folks will be back. You know, like sometimes they'll bring him back in like a bigger way. Like I can see Dakota Kai coming back. From NXT, a lot of the NXT firings were extremely shocking.
Well,
Cora Jade.
The first two, yeah.
Cora Jade, Gigi Dolan, Eddie Thorpe, Jakara Jackson, shocker, Riley Osborne, Oro Mensah, Javier Bernal, Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey, Wolfgang, and Danny Palmer. And Shotzi also announced on Saturday that her contract wasn't being renewed, but Shotzi's going to make it huge.
And she deleted it. She deleted it after. Yeah. I think her contract is still June.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious by these releases.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, she was coming up, and Cora Jade was coming up, Katana Chance, Caden Carter, Dakota Kai. You know, I've said this for a while. They've done such a great job with the women in NXT in developing really high caliber female talent. And really on the men's side, it's been lacklustered.
Yeah.
And it really has been. It has been lacklustered on the men's side. And my example is always, name me who came from the NXT developmental territory, right? NXT itself, not that they were in FCW, not that they were stars somewhere else, came up and became a champion level caliber wrestler on the men's side.
Bron Breakker is the only name that I could think of in the last few years.
Bron Breakker, and he's not even the champion yet, but you could tell that guy will be he will be a future world champion, and he'll be a great world champion. They're giving him the perfect treatment here. But other than that, I can't tell you anybody else that was developed.
From the men's side. Developed. Emphasis on the word developed, you know, like LA Knight.
Braun, by the way. Yeah, Braun has the lineage, you know, like he's also, I mean, that probably elevates him a little bit more. You can't deny that. The fact that he was the bunny, right?
No, not the bunny. He was he was one of the party guys for Adam
Rose.
Was
he?
Yeah.
Was he? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was one of the party guys in the Adam Rose entourage. Remember that? fondly looking back on Adam Rose.
No, wasn't it? Braun Strowman was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because his lineage goes back to like the tail end of FCW.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, I'm hoping they all land on their feet. Some will, most won't. I think Dakota Kai has a very good chance of going to AEW. I think Shayna Baszler will bounce around. There's something special about Shayna Baszler. I've always felt it. There's some intensity. In NXT, she had far more of that magic than she did on the main roster.
Yeah.
We really never... She could go to Japan, but, you know, it's the age thing also, and that probably plays a part in this also. You know, they're this company, WWE, is looking to invest in talent for the next 10 to 15 years, and you really can't do that with someone over 40.
If you want a fantasy book Shayna Baszler, I would say have her be the other heavy in the Death Riders.
You know what? Doesn't that make so much sense for her to
show
up?
Her and Marina as, like, the two ass-kicking people in that faction, I think, would be wild.
Maybe that'll convince Ronda.
There you go.
So now you got the three out of the four, right?
Yeah.
Who was the other one? Who was the fourth one? Jessamine Duke?
Yes.
Is that her name? Jessamine Duke? No, I definitely made that.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, that's her. You pulled that out of thin air, but yeah, that just popped into your brain. Good job. Good job,
that
Andrew.
That was not her name. Oh, it is Jessamine. Jessamyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, there's something you could do. I mean, I don't know. You could do something.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they all land on their feet. Nobody likes seeing anybody fired. People are very upset over this on the internet. They were screaming and yelling. And, you know, it's upsetting when people get released. But it's...
Yeah.
People get released from their jobs every day. It's part of how it is. And hopefully they all pick up and they do something tremendous. And maybe they go back. Maybe they go somewhere else. Maybe they have a whole different career. I want nothing but the best for these people.
Absolutely. It also wasn't talent that got fired. You had Christine Lubrano, the SVP of creative writing, among multiple staff members getting let go.
Yeah.
Christine Lubrano served as the senior vice president of creative writing. Apparently, 10 to 12 staffers were cut. And there were also cuts in several departments.
And
so
possibly some more, too.
You know, it's usually like this time of year is the unfortunate culling that WWE always does, you know. And side note, I think tomorrow Gallows and Anderson's podcast, they're going to shed light on why they were fired.
Oh, great. I'm curious. You know, they're another great act.
Yeah.
Fantastic act.
I thought their placement in NXT was fantastic, you know, and it's always like sometimes it's such a mystery, you know, like you never know.
Evolution is a mystery.
There you go.
WWE Backlash this Saturday. A lot of WWE talk today, guys. I apologize for everybody that's going to call us a fascist for talking about WWE.
For liking wrestling?
For liking wrestling, yeah. WWE Backlash this weekend. Undisputed WWE Championship on the line. John Cena versus Randy Orton for the 500th time.
Sure. You know what? I'm pumped. I'm hyped.
And you know
I'm
what? I want to see this one. Yeah, I want to see this one. This super card hyped. On paper is a very nice 3.5 hour pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
Okay? John Cena, Randy Orton for the World Championship. WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship on the line. Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch. Gunther versus Pat McAfee. United States Championship match. Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest.
Amazing.
WWE Intercontinental Championship, Dominic Mysterio versus Penta, and I'm sure we'll get, you know, we'll get another match here and there.
Yeah,
probably
absolutely.
On Friday.
That's going to be a fun show.
It's going to be a very fun show. Looking forward to that.
And it's in St. Louis, right?
It's in St. Louis.
Okay.
Is that the one where they did an Evolution reunion and Flair came out and the segment went off the rails? And Flair goes, am I in St. Louis or what? Is that the one?
I want to say yes. I
were they in St. Louis?
You're pulling things out of the ether today. I like it.
You know what? I did a defrag. I did a defrag this morning, and everything is like in place. Yeah, I think that's the one. He goes, and you would never have a drink, and you, big man, had your steak. And I'm like, boy. And Hunter is like, eek. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. I want to say you're right.
Am I in St. Louis or what? That was, I died. I died when I heard that. It resonated. See, I'm talking about it. I don't even know what year that was. I don't even
2002.
Know.
2002, 2005.
No, no, no. It was like the last time. It was like 2016, 17, 18.
Oh, when they did the reunion.
Like, when Batista came back. Yeah.
I feel like that was, MG, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like maybe 2016, 2017.
Here we go. Mike goes.
That sounds about right.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Mike in the chat room. You guys ain't fascists. You just support a company that supports one. Where do I support a company?
Right.
When have I ever openly said I support this company?
Yeah. You know what?
I talk about wrestling. I talk about a TV show. I'm not talking about NBC Universal. I'm not talking about the Fox Network. I could still like Married with Children and not like Tucker Carlson. I'm allowed to do that.
You're allowed to do anything.
Silly. I think it's all silly.
I do have to say that I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. Andrew does call me several times a day.
Mm-hmm. And I do call him a fascist.
And he goes, I fucking love WWE, dude. Everything about it. I love it. He leaves me these long voice messages about how much he loves WWE. And he supports every single thing that the people at the top of the chain do.
Oh, yeah.
He loves every it. Day. Loves it. Loves
every
it.
Day. Every
Wild.
Day.
Wild. Yep. You know what? We support the wrestlers. That's the truth.
Like, I support the wrestlers. I support the television show. I support the sport of professional wrestling.
Exactly.
And it would be idiotic for me to sit here and to only talk about the things that I enjoy watching. Because then all I'm doing is talking about fucking Bryan Danielson having 60-minute Iron Man matches.
Exactly.
And I'm going to sit down and talk about Mid-Atlantic and Mid-South wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to do.
And booking ECW never closing.
Yeah, and booking. And that's what I was doing this morning. Okay? This morning in the boys chat, in the dirty boys chat, I go, guys, let's think of this scenario. ECW never closes. WCW goes away. Vince funds ECW. Shane convinces Vince to fund ECW. And do you know what? You want to know the kiss of death on this? And I said, here's the bonus for you to book. Vince Russo in 2002 was going back to WWE. He doesn't go there. He goes and works with Paul Heyman in ECW. Mm. Now go forward.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to talk about.
We do a lot of fantasy booking in our boy chat, which you know we don't really do as much on the
among
other things.
Yeah,
but no, Andrew really does call me up every day. He goes, "It's WWF, brother. I don't want to get the F out."
You get the F out, not me,
you get
brother.
The F out. I love this company and everything they stand for. They mean the world to me. Every day.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This is the God's honest truth. I love wrestling. I don't have the fucking fandom you guys have. Like, it's not my identity.
Yeah.
Some of you, not all of you, a small portion of you. It's not my fucking identity. Wrestling is not my identity. I love it. It's an aspect of my life that I'm very grateful for to be introduced to and be able to do this and this privilege. It's fucking unbelievable, but it's not my identity.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for 14 years.
The Bourne Identity. Now that's my identity.
Every day for 14 years, we're stuck in a memento loop of professional wrestling. We both have tattoos of significant wrestling moments on our bodies that we have to look at.
I want to talk about All Japan. About yesterday, that's what we were talking about. I was just talking about All Japan,
our
first time catching All Japan wrestling. And
yes,
nobody wants to hear that. A very small amount of people want to hear me talk about late 80s, early 90s All Japan.
You know what? We should bring back the Patreon and we need to
do it on there.
We need to do your niche show of just Danielson, like the Danielson Hour, where we just talk about Danielson matches. And then we talk about AJPW.
I'm gonna tell you, yesterday when I was walking to the train, okay, a friend of ours that's in the business, very involved in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 25-minute walk for me to go to the train. You know what we spoke about? Johnny Valiant and George Scott.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was our entire 25-minute conversation was about George Scott.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't think there's a market for that.
No. Do you think
especially in a one-hour format like this, you know?
Do you think there's a market for us talking about Bob Sapp for an hour each week?
Dancing?
Yeah. Bob Sapp.
Oh, man. I would love that. Chat room. Kuro Meturiku. I can't read anymore, dude. I can't read anymore. I'm sorry.
He's a
long time. He's a long time boy. I saw a tear down. I saw a tear down Zarian's cheek when he heard the old WWF studios were becoming a warehouse. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I was crying. I was crying.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Sorry.
I think we glitched out.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Dynamite this week. Swerve Strickland, Speedball Mike Bailey, and Mark Briscoe versus the Young Bucks and Ricochet. That's continuing.
Awesome. Awesome.
Jamie Hayter sits down with Renee Paquette, and Samoa Joe versus Claudio Castagnoli should be a banger.
Love it.
Collision is airing live on Thursday due to the NHL playoffs. We had brought this up that they're going to be moving the schedule around. Let's see what they do.
This is at the Masonic Temple.
This is the Masonic Temple in Detroit. This is where our producer, MG, did his first blood sacrifice.
Yeah. At the Masonic Temple.
At the Masonic Temple.
Yes.
He is a Freemason, but he's one of like the real Freemasons.
He's a freak Mason.
He's a freak Mason. Do you know who's a Freemason?
Who?
The man that did the photography at the party.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
That is like legit.
Legit.
Wow. He's a stone
conundrum,
cutter.
That man. He's a conundrum.
Listen, first time I met him, he was super nice to me. I think he made a couple of ladies uncomfortable, but I think that's just maybe his overall aura.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Get your questions ready, guys. We're going to be answering a lot of questions in a couple minutes here. TNA is no longer allowed to use excessive blood or blading. This mandate is similar to what WWE did in 2008. What does this mean? That's a very good question. Also, did you hear that the Hardys and Joe Hendry will be on the AAA show?
There we go. There we go. So, listen,
there is something here between TNA and WWE. I mean, and I do think that this is. Is it going to benefit TNA? I think so.
So they signed Vikingo, right?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody got signed, but it's a AAA deal. It's not a WWE thing. I think Vikingo will definitely be there. A lot of people losing their minds over Del Rio.
Del Rio, yeah.
Alberto Del Rio has signed a new contract, and I believe I don't expect him to be on WWE TV. I think that's foolish.
Right. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I think it's beyond. It's beyond calling Triple H, you know, a big nosed freak or whatever he called him.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of a collar tugger.
You know, there was a domestic violence issue with Paige. There was a lot of problems. Listen, I'm all about second chances, but sometimes I don't know. It's bad. It's not good.
Well, it's also the optics of it are terrible.
The optics are terrible. You but know, you know, the optics in that company are very terrible for many reasons.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The optics are very terrible. But
Can I add something here?
Who knows what
they're gonna
do.
Go ahead.
So, one thing I think we should consider is because WWE bought AAA that they're going to pay these contracts more money. So they had to sign new contracts if they're going to give them a little bit of a raise. So that's how I guess so.
But you know, they haven't, did they sign a contract yet? Is the sale finalized? I don't think so.
Sale's not finalized. So I don't know what that means. Maybe they're speculating they will. I don't know.
Del Rio was signed to AAA. He's their champion, but I believe this is just, you know, renegotiating that contract. I don't think this is a I don't anticipate him showing up on WWE TV anytime soon.
Right.
Or I could be totally wrong, and they bring him back and they pretend nothing ever happened. And they've done that many times.
I mean, they have definitely done that a million times in the past. But that stuff is just like I feel like that type of contract stuff is beyond what we know about anything.
AAA side of stuff. I'm not very caught up on. So we'll see what happens there.
Is Bushiroad selling?
I don't know. Something's going on there too. Naito's leaving the company next month. He has not renewed his contract. Mayu Iwatani is leaving Stardom after 14 years. So I don't know what this is. Business has not been great for them, for New Japan.
Right.
I don't know if they'll sell to WWE. I would be shocked if they did. If that, because that's what people are circulating. I would be shocked. Is it possible? Sure, everything is possible when you got deep pockets. You know, but
right.
I don't know how that looks as an image also. If now you do have a work relationship with TNA, you did purchase AAA, now you bought New Japan. I don't know how that looks.
Right.
I don't think that's healthy for the business. I don't think that's a positive for pro wrestling if one company is controlling everything.
I've said this. But
for
also
20 years, that's what we had in North America. For 20 years, it was one company. And AEW came around and was able to break through and become a you know, a serious contender in that number two position where nobody else was. TNA was number two for a very, very long time, but a very distant number two, never made money. You know, it was always a negative stigma with that company, even when they were doing well. Nobody's really come close.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think also the added speculation is The Rock wearing that New Japan shirt, you know. I think that fired up a lot of people to think that WWE is buying New Japan.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope not. Or maybe he was just, you know, he thought he could get some extra brain cells if he put on a New Japan shirt and solved that Rubik's Cube.
You want to do questions?
Let's do questions.
All right. We have a super chat here from Ibu Mania. Mariah May update?
I think she's going.
NXT or main?
A main. She's a main act.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a main act. And she'll do tremendous there.
I think so. I think so too.
Listen, and this is kind of what happens also. You know, you have your favorite stars, they develop, they become tremendous stars to you, and then they leave for a bigger paycheck and more exposure.
Right.
You know, this is how it is. And then, you know, WWE will slow down for a little bit and they'll start messing up a little bit and people start jumping ship and going the other way.
Exactly. I feel like AJ Styles is a perfect example of someone coming in and then all of a sudden like blowing the roof off the place and then getting your face on the side of the buses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This is from Bushin Ryu Cat. You may not cover Japanese wrestling, but by God, I wish you saw New Japan Wrestling Dontaku this past weekend. It had Stardom. It had two nights and a dog pound cage match with Bullet Club. I heard that cage match was ridiculous.
I saw some. Here's the thing. Rich and I, for a good 5 years of Mat Men, really dedicate a lot of time to New Japan.
Yeah.
And, you know, post-pandemic, we just haven't, since AEW started, we just haven't had any time to kind of bring it up. We follow it. Right. We watch it. It just, we can't fit it in the format.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, to be honest, like, I don't catch it as often as I do because my schedule's busy.
Right.
So I have to be selective. I absolutely love New Japan. I love the style. I love, you know, it's always, but that's what we were talking about. You know, the first time you saw a New Japan tape or the first time you saw a tape from Japan.
Yeah.
When was it? And, you know, like I had a cousin that was in the Marines and he would travel the world and he would show up with all these cassettes. And, you know, my first Misawa and Kobashi match I saw on a cassette and I could not believe that that's what wrestling is like there. The first thing I ever saw in Japan was probably 1991 when WWF went there. And it was Hogan against, I don't know if it was Tenryu or whoever it was. I can't
talk about Hogan.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about him. I couldn't believe the presentation. Everything felt so different. So I absolutely love Japanese wrestling. It just, I've had no freaking time. And I catch it when it's old. Like, I'm always 2 or 3 days behind with watching it, so it's difficult for me to kind of bring it up, like, days after. But I absolutely love it. It's still incredible. I heard nothing but good stuff about the show. I have to catch the other matches.
Yeah, same. Let's see what else we got here. Bushin Ryu Cat also says, if Triple H lets Alberto make a cameo on Raw, do we see his announcer?
I don't think so. I think they're... Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they bring him back and do that stupid thing.
Kuro Metarico, is there any chance WWE meant to sign Del Wilkes, the Patriot?
They were trying to sign on accident. They messed up.
No.
Did you hear about Duke the Dumpster Josie?
No.
MG, did you hear about this? Go look it up. He's in some trouble.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's in some trouble. He got caught sending money to buy some very inappropriate images.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. He was indicted for attempted sexual exploitation of a minor. Yeah. He was caught in an investigation by the FBI to purchase explicit content of children. And this is a guy that worked with kids.
Jesus. Yeah. So you're telling me a guy who's named Duke the Dumpster is a piece of shit?
Yeah. A guy named Dumpster is a piece of shit. Isn't that unbelievable? Terrible. So disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah.
He got in some trouble years ago and he was arrested and he was working with kids and he lost his job, obviously. I think it was drug charges. And then now this, it's terrible.
Heinous.
Yeah. He worked as a DUI coordinator for the district's adult recovery court program.
Yeah.
The program was instantly terminated. Yeah. He was instantly terminated from his position once they found out. I just saw that this morning.
Wild. Here's a decent question. This is from Rob Dog,
mm-hmm.
the Road Dog's brother. Do you think letting contracts expire is actually better than releasing someone?
Do you think letting contracts expire is better than releasing someone? I mean, it depends on how much time is left on the contract and for what. You know, there's a reason. If someone is being difficult, someone's not working, someone's, you know, having a series of issues, yeah, you could release them. If you have 3 years on a contract and then you realize that, you know, a year and a half in that this isn't working, you know, what happens then? I don't know. Every scenario is different. And like I let people go all the time. I hate doing it, but I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a scenario. I don't know what the scenario for most of these people were. I can't speculate on it. I don't want to sit there and speculate that this one didn't work hard and this one wasn't working this one wasn't doing that. I only know what's said.
Yeah.
And yearly cuts.
The only time it makes a difference really for some of these guys, like Buddy Matthews when he got released, he wanted the 90-day non-compete because so he could get his visa taken care of.
Yeah.
So, like, those are the ones that it affects the worst.
Yeah.
Mm. This is a good one. It's from Brian Knight. What streaming or network would be a good spot for TNA?
I don't know. If WWE were to absorb them in some capacity, where do they go? Like, the bigger question is, how about for AAA? Where's the distribution going to be? They're a WWE product, so are you going to put them on Netflix? Are you going to put them on Peacock?
What about, like, a YouTube show?
Are you going to put them on YouTube?
Could they do that? I feel like if you put AAA on YouTube and, let's say, you put TNA on Peacock, I definitely think more people will tune in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's always been the big problem with AAA is that they've never had distribution in North America, in the United States. They have it in Mexico, obviously, but they don't have it in the United States. And
they got the hottest was Lucha Underground, right?
But that wasn't AAA.
Yeah.
And by the way, they were on El Rey, and I did not have El Rey, and many people did not have El Rey.
I had El Rey, and El Rey's done.
And El Rey's done, yeah.
Yeah. Any news on Ring of Honor finding a network?
No, nothing. I have nothing. I don't know. The longer this takes, the less likely it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless TNA gets some big distribution somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and there's a competitor in that time slot that turns around and says, okay, you know, we could put on Ring of Honor, True TV. We could put on Ring of Honor to compete with this channel.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I've heard zero, you know, and I'm really transparent here. I have many friends at WBD and I never hear a word about it.
Yeah. How many times has Rich been fired?
Never. If I ever fired him, the show's over. I'm never doing this again.
Ever. Just fading away to the sunset.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say a word. I just disappear.
He does call me up every day and he goes, "You're fired. I love WWE so much with all my heart. Rehired."
Yeah.
I support every single thing this company does.
Yeah. I support it. I quote that every single time. It's written on my back.
Me, on the other hand, been fired three times before the show started today.
I'm just fired daily.
You get fired hourly.
Yeah.
This is from Rob Dog. Who are one talent to jump to AEW and one to WWE we would be surprised about? Roman or Seth would take the cake.
Oh, yeah. Or Roman or Seth would take the cake, yeah.
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega would be a good one. Yeah. Who hates WWE that's there right now?
In the company, not in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Tony Khan. Tony Khan jumping ship.
Oh, my God. Tony Khan doing a Bischoff?
Oh, my God. He just shows up like Heyman on commentary.
Yeah. That would be hysterical.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, like the inevitable Moxley return.
You know what? Moxley would be surprising, but that would be really the kiss of death. Because that guy, you know, he's really been a champion over there for that company. Yeah. So
he's the ace.
Yeah. You know what? Danhausen.
There we go.
I actually want to see Danhausen on WWE TV.
NXT champion. Longest running NXT champion.
Yeah, Danhausen, the longest running NXT champion. Swerve Strickland is another one. Yeah. But you know
Swerve
what?
Would be a huge surprise.
You know what? Never say never.
Yeah. Especially
with
that guy.
He's too young and too good to be stuck in one place.
Yeah. MJF,
he's unhappy. MJF, I see happening.
You know. This is a good one. Brian Knight says, will you pay $100 for Mercedes Moné's text?
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
Is it even her texting you? I guarantee you it's not.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea if it's her or not. $100 to a what is she writing to me? I'm sorry my fans sent you death threats. Okay.
Oh, boy.
And what do you get access to?
You get to text her directly, supposedly.
Her direct. Listen, I've seen this. I'm not saying that it's not her. I don't know.
Yeah, there's other platforms that
I've seen this. I've seen this platform done with like stand-up comics and actors.
Right.
And it never goes well. It never ever goes well.
No, because that's letting the psychos in.
That's letting them in. Yeah.
You know, like, and we know we had this conversation the other day. Are wrestling fans the most toxic of fandom?
No, I think a comic book is bad.
Comic book is bad.
I think any kind of fandom, like, it has a pocket of that.
Yeah.
Any kind of fandom. Music is toxic, too. Yeah.
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 Let's see. Do you think WBD would be interested in a weekly 1 hour women's show? Would be great to really be the place for women in pro wrestling. I think that's a great idea.
It's a wonderful idea. I don't think they're interested.
Yeah.
It's niche. It's very niche. You know, there's a fine line between having a niche program and not making money.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we'll see that. I think before that, they have to get Ring of Honor figured out.
Exactly.
And they don't even want Ring of Honor right now, as far as I know. So I think we're years away from that.
Yeah. Which released women do you think AEW Ring of Honor would be interested in?
Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai for sure. Gigi Dolin. I think all of them.
Well,
Gigi
maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
I think all of them, if they don't, you know, like I feel like they will definitely. Yeah, Shayna. Why not? Cora Jade.
Katana Chance. I'm surprised by the Katana Chance release.
Yeah.
You know, Cora Jade, you know, Caden Carter. I mean, those are big names.
Oh, Star Wars. Brian Knight says Star Wars fandom also very toxic.
Don't get me started on Star Wars.
Well, you don't like Star Wars.
I don't like Star Wars.
It's such a shame.
I'm sorry. I love Star Trek. I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars is the best. I know I don't like Star Wars.
You know why I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah. MJ, you like Star Wars, right?
It was like I was waterboarded as a child to have to watch that thing every single weekend.
Yeah. So Hunter and Taylor, no Star Wars?
I yell at them all the time. I'm like, don't ever bring that name up in this house ever again.
Oh my God.
You will not be commingling with Star Wars people.
But Star Wars is the best.
Star Wars.
All right, I think we're done.
Are we done?
Yeah, that does it.
Any other questions? And then we'll get out of here. What do you think of Picard?
I love Picard.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise? I absolutely love him. The show? Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
I like it. Fan. I like that. Listen, he has his vineyard.
Yeah. Exactly. And you got your, this is the closest we'll get to a full-blown Next Generation reunion. You know?
Yeah.
And they still look great.
Well, Picard has been, you know, embalmed at this point. He's I want to see him glitch out and become Xavier.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Listen, I can't wait for that new Marvel movie.
Which one?
Doomsday. Apparently he's
They all showing up?
Yeah.
We did that already. did that. I don't know. I think she's gone. I think she's going to WWE.
Yeah, Mariah May.
I would love for her not to.
Zarian doesn't like Star Wars because the fascists lose. Oh, boy. This guy loves WWE and everything about it.
I mean, was Darth Vader that bad?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I was trying to get into Dune again, dude. I can't do it.
Good.
I try all the time.
It's so good.
It's right up my alley. I can't.
The second one is so beautiful looking,
too. It's too long.
It's very long, yeah.
And the dialogue doesn't teach me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It presents it to you.
It presents it to me. It doesn't teach me. Yeah. And I don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
You know who does? Jess's mom. I think she read Dune.
Oh, she's a big Dune head?
She's a big sci-fi person. She loves
sci-fi. I got to talk to her next time I see her.
Yeah. She watches everything.
Are you taking the Knicks over the Celtics? Absolutely.
You know, I can't say I'm not. But the Celtics are so good.
They are, but listen, yesterday proved the fact that they could win.
No, they were down by 20 in the third. Yeah. They were down by 20.
So fantastic.
Yeah, that team is special.
Is Io Sky the early Wrestler of the Year favorite?
She's been incredible. She's been really incredible. Early Wrestler of the Year favorite. Who is your Wrestler of the Year favorite so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. We're in May. We're almost halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Who has been... I feel like Penta.
Penta's cool on WWE side. I want to... Osprey, Kenny coming back. Yeah. You know, I like Kenny that Kenny back. is active again.
Ricochet slowly climbing up those ranks. Like, I love seeing
Bobby Lashley on AEW TV because like it's so bizarre to see him there in that role.
He's from another planet.
But because he's from another planet. But he's incredible. So I want to see more of that. I don't know. I think there's so many to pick right now.
Yeah. Here's a good one.
Yeah.
Neither WWE nor released wrestlers can mention other companies, but can the competition hint at the talent? Example, AEW announcing that they're coming to Dakota.
They could. By the way, they have done that and people have missed it. That has happened in the past. You know, they've done that in the past. I don't necessarily know. Obviously, they're not going to. Huh. I don't know. I think they can legally. They could definitely say it. I don't know if they will, but I think legally you can kind of allude and say, like, you know, tongue in cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Vanna White's in the chat room.
She says, good morning, Fightful Wrestling with Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah, the Vanna White.
We're both Sean Ross Sapps.
I'm a Pat Sajak.
Anything new on Gail Kim?
No, I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah. And we got one more. Who will dethrone Ospreay for the AEW title?
Great question, because Ospreay, that match is probably going to be Ospreay and Mox for the title. Ospreay wins. Who comes
for Kenny?
Well, it's going to be Kenny and Kenny's going to be, you know, unifying or combining those titles.
Yeah.
We got an FMK. You ready?
You want to end on this one?
Let's end on this.
FMK, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine or Voyager.
Okay, Voyager was really good. Okay.
Yeah.
But I marry Next Generation.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, this is tough.
I would have to K Voyager.
Yeah, yeah. I K Voyager and I F Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
That's, don't ever fucking tell me I'm not a geek, okay? Don't ever fucking tell me I'm not a nerd. I don't like this stuff. It's all phony. Andrew pretends. I have my favorites.
Yeah. Gotta all right. marry that next generation, man.
Dude, how can you not? How could you not marry that beautiful, sweet, gentle next generation?
Exactly.
You got the Borgs.
You got the Borg showing up. You got the
Data.
You got the Ferengis. You got Data. You got Lore, his piece of shit brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a piece of shit, that guy. Terrible. All right, guys. That's it. Love each and every one of you. We'll see you all next week. Right. More Rich and Andrew this Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel, Madman Podcast on YouTube. Check us out there. See you all next time.
Goodbye.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.